Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse, where Heidi has just arrived.
Ms. Davies, thank you so much for seeing me.
Heidi, call me Larissa.
Okay, Larissa.
Now, what can I do for you? You sounded so upset on the phone.
Well, you told me at my brother's funeral that I could call you if I ever needed to talk.
Have you been thinking about Carl? You know it's only natural, so I understand.
Yes, I think about Carl every day, but that's not why I'm here. I found out recently that I'm pregnant, and I'm just so confused right now. I don't know what to do.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Pregnant? Heidi, who's the baby's father? Are you still seeing him?
Oh, God, I hate telling you this, but I need to talk to someone about this, and my friend Zoe is working on double shift today. The baby's father is 16.
16? Oh, Heidi, you really are in a mess, aren't you?
I just graduated from nursing school. I don't even have medical insurance. I want to keep my baby, but part of me thinks it would be much better off never being born.
Look, if you want to keep this baby, then keep it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I'm sorry to lay all of this on you like this. My brother thought so highly of you.
Heidi, if it wasn't for your brother, I'd still be locked up in jail right now. So I owe him my life. And so does my son. If you need some help right now, it's the least I can do for you.
Oh, I didn't come here to ask for anything. I just needed someone to talk to today.
Well, maybe it was fate. I was just thinking that I could use some help around here with Addison. You are a licensed nurse. And what a better way for you to get some on-the-job training about being a mother.
What? You let me work for you?
Hey, we can give it a shot. I know if Carl was here, he'd be taking care of you himself. He told me in his letters how much he loved you.
He did?
He said the two of you liked to give each other a hard time, but you were his world.
Oh, Larissa, thank you so much. I really needed to hear that today.
At TM Productions, Gretchen is talking with Charlie in his office.
Charlie, I know you were just trying to help, but you heard Hannah, and she wants you to stay out of it.
Look, she had a wonderful time with Derek at dinner. Those two are made for each other.
Do you have so much free time that you have time to worry about Hannah's love life?
Gretchen, I don't care about that many people in this world, but when I do, all right? And I care about Hannah. That stupid musclehead is only going to hurt her.
She loves him, Charlie, and she's serious about it. And you may not get off with just a scolding next time if you butt into her business again.
Fine. I'll stay out of it.
That was not very convincing. Promise me you'll stay out of Hannah's personal life.
Fine. I promise. Okay?
At the rec center, Chuck is in his office talking with Dirk.
Dirk, I want to thank you for coming back in today. I'm sorry things got a little hectic yesterday, and we didn't really get a chance to talk.
It's no problem, Mr. Landers.
Call me Chuck.
Okay.
Look, I know you overheard something yesterday outside my office, and I wanted to talk to you about that right away.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to make of that. Stacy's talked many times about her father being one of the top judges in the city. It left me a little confused.
It's a very long story, Dirk, but suffice to say, I had a daughter 17 years ago, and I'm looking for her now. The woman I was talking to believes that daughter is Stacy Gamage, but we don't know anything for sure. And we certainly don't want Stacy or Dara or anyone else to know about this in the meantime.
Wow. Okay. I understand. I won't say anything to anyone about this. I give you my word.
Thanks. I appreciate your discretion here. Obviously, this is a very sensitive subject for us right now.
Like I said, I'll keep it between us, so you really have nothing to worry about.
At the front desk, Dara is working alone when CJ walks up.
Hey.
CJ, what's going on with you? You ran out of here last night, and you didn't return my call either.
I was too humiliated after what my Uncle Kyle said.
What was he talking about, CJ? He made it sound as if what Clint was saying is true. Was he right? Do you have feelings for me? More than you've said?
Dara, it took a lot of courage for me to show up here today, but when I saw you, I knew I had to tell you the truth.
The truth about what?
The way I feel about you. I love you, Dara.
Love me? You can't be serious.
It's true. I felt something the very first time we met last fall, and it just continued to grow and grow over time.
Oh my God. You've had a thing for me this whole time.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt. I didn't realize you'd be working today, Dara.
I was just about to leave.
Okay, well, I'll get out of your way.
Good.
You know what, CJ? Never mind. You're not even worth it.
Clint, we were in the middle of something, if you don't mind.
I'll be in the back.
Thanks for not saying anything.
You think I'm going to tell Clint he was right after what he did to me?
Dara, I just came clean with you, but I have no idea how you feel. Do you have feelings for me, too?
CJ, I do have feelings for you.
Really?
But only as a friend. I'm sorry. I don't think of you in that way.
Oh.
I'm not sure what to say. I feel a little weird right now knowing that you've liked me this entire time.
Dara, we can still be friends. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
I think I need a few days to let this sink in, CJ. If you don't mind.
I blew it, didn't I? I knew I never should have told you.
I wish I could have told you what you wanted to hear, but I'm never going to feel the same way about you. If I'm being totally honest, I still have a lot of feelings for Clint that haven't gone away.
I have to go. Goodbye, Dara.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.